Okay.
No, is that such a word?
Yeah, because when I was a young skull full of mush and I wasn't actually doing my studies the way my brother and my sister did, that's why they went to much better schools than I did. In other words, my mother would call me a scrumbia. You scrumbia in the head, okay? Because you don't want to read. You don't want to study. You don't want to do nothing because you are a bum. You scrumbia in the head. Joe Biden, my mother would describe as, he's a scrumbia. And if I went to, I haven't seen my mother in a couple of months because of coronavirus, and I'm listening, unfortunately, to the elitist telling me not to go see my 80-year-old mother, who I love to death. All right, if I say, Ma, what was I as a kid? She would go, well, you were scrumbiad. And if I asked her, I said, Ma, what's Joe Biden? She would say, he's a scrumbiad.
Well, he is. And here's the thing: I don't know what he's thinking. Like, does he actually think that this is going to attract those people on the other side?
Yes.
And that says to me that this man is completely not politically astute. Do you know, Joe, that the NAACP, which is hardly, if you ask me, a good organization.
No, they're
horrible.
They're a leftist
horrible
outfit. That's
bingo.
All. They're 100%
agree.
They always have.
Do you know that they have spoken against this statement?
Really?
They distance themselves. They say, we have not endorsed Joe Biden because he specifically said that they did. And they called him on it.
Well, aside from being a screw beyond, we know that Joe Biden, he's been lying for years.
Absolutely.
There's a YouTube video out there where he's, again, yelling at people. Joe Biden likes to yell at people. I'll do more push-ups than you, Jack.
Please. I can't wait to the
loves
days.
Yelling at people. So in the back in the 90s, or late 80s, early 90s, I guess he was running for president. He's like, I graduated top 10 of my law school, blah, blah, blah. He gave all these statistics. About a couple weeks later, it came out. It was all a lie. Everything he said was a lie. He was in the bottom half of his class. Okay. Everything was exploded. The guy is not only scrumbiad, because, you know, you could be a person who tells the truth and still be a little scrumbiad. Okay. But he's not only scrumbiad, he's a liar. He's a liar is what he is.
And no one calls him on his lies. They just kind of, as Barack Obama used to say, oh, that's Uncle Joe. That's Uncle Joe. Well, you're about to elect Uncle Joe to be the president of the United States.
Right, with Kamala Harris or Pete Buttigieg as his running mate.
It's embarrassing. Right. It's simply embarrassing. Listen, you may not like Donald Trump, and you're entitled not to like him. You may think he's crass and coarse, and he calls people names, but he is competent.
And he's effective.
And he is, to be actually, if you ask me, I think he's very pragmatic. Joe Biden is a I thought he was a disgrace as a vice president, an absolute and utter rubber stamp, that the only reason why he was chosen because he was not a threat to Barack Obama, because Barack Obama is a megalomaniac.
Yeah.
That's why I believe he was chosen.
He's another one. He keeps opening his mouth instead of doing what all presidents have done, which is go into the distance and shut your mouth. Okay. He's got to chime in on everything Donald Trump. Who said it recently? Because the reason why they're trying to drag Biden across the finish line is because it will be Barack Obama's third term, where Barack Obama is still going to be calling the shots. Now, that's a theory. I don't necessarily.
I think it's a fact.
I think as long as Biden is alive, which I think they're banking on him not being on this earth much longer, I think the real Democrat strategy is to make sure that the second in command, okay, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, if you want the first female president, if you want the first gay president. Joe and I differ on that. I think they want the first gay president. Joe thinks they want the first female president. That'll be the person that will actually be able to rule. In other words, if Biden dies. But while Biden is on this earth, Barack Obama is the president of the United States.
And why this isn't conspiracy theory, it's because Barack Obama chose Tom Perez to be the head of the DNC. He handpicked him. I will guarantee you that Barack Obama and Tom Perez speak constantly on the phone.
Every day, all day.
Constantly. And they are calling the shots. They're telling Joe Biden who his VP nominee will be.
Right.
They are calling the shots.
Biden doesn't get that choice.
No way.
They're like, Joe, you're lucky. You're lucky we got all the African Americans in South Carolina to not vote for Bernie Sanders and to come out for you and resurrected your campaign. But Joe, listen, it might seem like you're in power, okay? But it only seems that way. But that's what Tom Perez and Barack Obama and all the people in the Democratic hierarchy and their establishment are telling Joe Biden. You'll have the title, but you will make no decisions.
There's a lot.
We don't make the decisions for you.
There's a lot of things been going around social media since this particular comment was made. You ain't black.
You ain't black,
and
Jack.
I basically saw on YouTube, like a litany of African Americans, successful African Americans who were refuting that statement. And there are many. There are many. We live near New York City. Trust me. There are many very, very successful African Americans, incredibly intelligent and incredibly successful. And you are insulting them. And this is such a racist statement. You see, this is where I can't get over the quote unquote media, which proclaims to be the voice of the people.
Right.
They call Donald Trump a racist. I invite you to find a statement that he has made that was racist. They always point to that.
The Charlottesville.
That was not racist at all.
And that whole thing was staged. And the reason why they didn't like that, just to talk about that for a second, the reason why they didn't like his response, because everybody knew it was staged. Everybody knew that that was a put-up job. Those Nazis that went there, they weren't a part of the original group that was protesting or trying to protect the statue from being torn down by Antifa. They joined them. So when Trump turned around and said, well, there was good people on both sides, because there were. And the people that were, I would defend, I said before, if you try to tear down, I defy any Antifa thug, okay, if you're willing to risk a beatdown, which you'll get, okay, you little snowflake, try to tear down the statue of Christopher Columbus at St. Francis Xavier Church on Bloomfield Avenue in Newark, and I'm going to get 100 Catholic men to stand in front of that and see how far you get.
That's where my father was baptized. You were baptized there too, right?
That was my parish growing up, and I was baptized in the cathedral. I found that out, by the way. I always thought I was baptized there. I was baptized in the cathedral, my mother told me. But my point is that there's a statue of Christopher Columbus. I would have been one of those good people, regardless of your leftist narratives, defending that statue, and it's staying up, and I'll beat the crap out of you if you try to get through us. Okay. Same thing with those people that were defending the statue of Robert E. Lee. Okay. Robert E. Lee has a lot of reasons why someone from the South can defend him. Okay. Robert E. Lee was not some sort of a monster. Okay. But then the Nazis joined in. They were sent there. And then Antifa clashed with them, and then a girl died. That girl died, by the way, for nothing. But Trump came out and basically called them out on the fact that that whole thing was staged, and that's all they ever keep going back to.
Well, they always all say that he waited 3 days, and all he said was, I had to evaluate the facts before I made a statement.
Right.
That, to me, is a rational and, frankly, practical individual.
Right.
He just said, I have to evaluate what happened before I make a statement. And he never said one thing that was racist, but this is a racist statement.
Right. This is flat out
and
by Joe Biden.
Straight
a racist
away,
statement.
You are calling someone who is African American, you're saying you're not.
Right.
That, and frankly, I can't believe he is not astute enough to know that. If I was to say this in corporate America, I am fired.
Done.
Goodbye, Joe. That day, fired. You can't say this. And here's another thing, my friends. And I say this because, again, I have biracial children, and my wife is an African-American educated woman and a Catholic woman. It is a sin to be a racist. And racism is taught in the home. I send my kids. They play with other kids. They see other kids. There is no difference between white kids, Chinese kids, black kids, Jewish kids. Everybody plays nice. Racism is taught, and it's also condemned by the Catholic Church, and it is a sin.
Right.
If you are outside the Catholic Church and you go to a Christian school, do you think Christ is a racist? Do you think Christ just loves white people? Do you think Christ just loves specific people? He loves everyone, and we're called to do the same, and we're called to love all people and teach our children to do it.
You do know, though, there's people in this country who say, Jesus only came to save the white people. I don't mean to bless, but you know there's, again, that's like out of a typical Hollywood movie like Mississippi Burning. There are people, but like you said, any self-identified Christian knows that you cannot be, that racism is condemned. But the thing is, you know, you got Joe Biden making a blatantly racist statement, and nobody's calling him out, or, you know, the NAACP distanced themselves. okay? But how many racist things are said by left? You know who the racists are in this country? The left. They're the one who divide. They're the ones who divide everybody according to race and other factors like gender, sexual identity, whatever the hell that means. Okay, they're the ones who are always dividing people along these lines. Joe and I say the same thing all the time. If I dislike somebody, it has nothing to do with their race. It has to do with their worldview. I don't like people's worldview. And when a person's worldview is such that it conflicts with mine and I don't want to have anything to do with that person, I think that's legitimate. I could stay away from a person who, let's say, is a Mario, an Andrew Cuomo.
Just going to use a perfect type example. Abortion. No, Italian, Catholic, and from New York City.
Right.
I want nothing to
according
do with
to the racists on the left, I'm somehow in cahoots with Andrew Cuomo. Where in the meantime, I have nothing in common with Andrew Cuomo because our worldviews are diametrically apart.